This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The great Bobby Belt.
Bobby Belt is an idiot.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not.
Over to you, Bobby.
Why haven't we heard more about this new Jerry Jones show? It's apparently been buried in the news cycle. Let's reference it here in Below the Belt, which is sponsored by D&M Leasing. You can check them out at dmautoleasing.com. I assume this is because there's not like a whole lot of fleshed out details yet. There's one screen grab from the show, but Adult
What's
Swim,
your point?
Which has had a number of various satire cartoons and different things like that over the years, recently announced a new cartoon series they have coming up called Keeping Up with the Joneses.
Oh, baby.
It follows a family trying to fit in with their wealthy Dallas neighbors, which includes their next door neighbor, Jerry Jones.
Wow.
The cable network has ordered a series, which is 10 episodes, half hour show. It'll chronicle the Newberry family of Dallas as they try to keep up with all their neighbors, including Jones. The animated version of Jones will be a character in the series. He will not lend his voice for it. They made sure to add that this will be an actor doing this. But that's all the details that they have at the moment right now. But I'm kind of surprised.
I like the play on words there that they're using, like to keep up the Joneses.
Yeah, it's smart. It's a nice play on words here. But like, we've seen him do the acting in Landman. We know the Netflix series is coming out. Not involved in this project, not tied to that.
Do they have to get permission?
I don't think so.
Sounds like a lawsuit waiting to happen.
I don't know if you have to do that kind of, because I mean South Park has had Jerry on there before, like not Jerry obviously voicing it, but they've had like a version of him on there. But I do kind of wonder, even without the details out there, Jerry's always been Mr. Any publicity's good publicity. I wonder if this would be a line of I don't necessarily need an Adult Swim cartoon every week basically mocking whatever my home life would be.
Is Adult Swim over the line or like South Park?
No. So did you ever watch Aqua Teen Hunger Force?
No.
Or anything like that? Okay. So like, I mean, they're
not a virgin.
It's a little bit more.
Kidding.
It's a little bit more.
Man.
It's a little bit more bizarre and kind of out there. It's not nearly as sharp and biting as like
Rick and Morty.
Cartoon Network is, or some of those other things that we've gotten before.
Yeah, Comedy like Central. Disney X. My wife, she wants to let Ollie watch Jurassic Park the movie, but if I put Disney X on, she's like, no, that's inappropriate. Like, yeah. What are you doing? That's not for kids.
Wait, is the X in Disney X like?
I was wondering.
Is that what that means?
Like next level, like yeah. SpongeBob.
Yeah, I think it's like for SpongeBob. Generation X, like that kind of thing. Like that kind of.
Like it's going to be more mature.
Yeah, like old Nick at Night when we used to have that.
Yes.
Like that's Disney X. But no, Adult Swim, like they've had, like you just referenced Rick and Morty. Rick and Morty is the one that, yeah, that's kind of like the standard bearer for them. And that one's been pretty biting in the past. But I'm going to watch this. I'm going to be pulling clips from it. I know that whenever this releases.
I don't even know where Adult Swim is.
It's a Cartoon Network
production. I know. I'm just saying, I haven't gone to it in years.
You know, it doesn't sound like a lot of people go to the TV much. If you listen to those NBA Finals ratings, I'm sure Adam Silver will tell you that. It's just people don't watch as much TV. We still dominate the broadcast, though. All right, CBS has NFL minicamp overreactions, and we're going to run through some of them here. They've got five of them that they had over there at CBS. Number one, first one here, and this is one that I'm guilty of. I think I've got a receipt somewhere that Peyton saved. Hopefully he didn't save it, of me saying Anthony Richardson wouldn't ever start another game again for the Colts. And I think he started one like 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
So that was completely wrong. But Anthony Richardson will not be the Colts starter come week one, overreaction or not.
Who's
Daniel Jones? He's been taking first team reps.
Is it because of health? If Anthony Richardson's healthy, Anthony Richardson will start.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is related to, they're talking about flat out just him not getting the starting job.
No.
Yeah, I think he is. He sat out minicamp with a shoulder. Assuming that shoulder's fine, he'll start.
It better be him.
I'm trying to think of...
That would drive me crazy as a Colts fan. Even if Richardson doesn't work out. And even if the whole quitting thing, you know, continues to show he's not a hard worker, doesn't have the heart. I don't want Daniel Jones starting my season. Daniel Jones can come in week 7.
Yeah.
Or 13, or never.
Yeah, never.
Like Shane Steichen, is he on some type of hot seat to have to win games with Daniel Jones? Now you better find out what Richardson is.
Man, Indianapolis has become that new rotating just quarterback purgatory.
That GM gets a pass.
Ballard, yeah.
The golden boy.
Yeah.
Why?
Boy, Dockett is right about him, man. Called him a fraud of a GM, just one of the worst, but everybody seems to love him.
I mean, his whole reputation has always been, oh, what a great drafter. But, I mean, he's had his misses, too. And he'll get very contentious and push back whenever anybody questions something. Remember he had that with A.D. Mitchell coming out of Texas. People were like, hey, there was some buzz that he was a character problem. And he's like, lies. It's all lies. And if you say he had a character problem, you're just a flat-out liar. It's like, well, no, I mean, that was a legitimate thing he dealt with. But Indianapolis, it's been the Phillip Rivers, Joe Flacco, Daniel Jones, like just this recycling of, like, we're just trying to stay afloat. Anthony Richardson still feels to me like he's essentially the Joey Gallo type quarterback, where it's like there's all this ability, and it's like, same thing we've talked about with Joe Milton, where it's like, we don't know if he can put it together, but it's all there. Yeah, to compare, that'd be bad to compare Joe Milton to Anthony Richardson. Last year I had an NFL scout tell me, they're like, this is both probably a saying that Anthony Richardson's overrated and Joe Milton's underrated, Anthony Richardson's overrated. But he said, if you look at those two players, I don't see a difference. He said, they're the same player to me.
I've discovered one of your sports kryptonites.
Kryptonite?
Yeah, kryptonite. Okay. You know what that is? Or yeah. Are you too busy watching
Adult Swim?
Yeah, me, Virgin, go.
I got two kids. So you had two kids. All right, yeah. So we produced the same.
Congrats.
Thank you. You give up too easy. You sell too easy on some of these young prospects.
I do.
Some of these young guys.
Yeah, probably.
We all have our holes. You know, we all have our deficiencies, but you sell quick.
I do. I probably more so.
You already got Evan Carter and Frisco.
That's right. I was wrong about that one, too. I've been missing a lot lately on the young players. Yeah, I'm ready to bail whenever it doesn't look right for the first 2 years. And that's, but I mean, to me, Anthony Richardson.
I mean, you should be in an NFL front office then, because that's what they do.
It's probably more than anything. That's right. And quarterbacks should have more hesitation than any, because we've seen so many guys turn it around recently. Baker Mayfield turned it around. Ryan Tannehill turned it around. Darnold recently, Geno. Like, the guys have shown that they can flip it. It's probably confirmation bias more than anything else. Is I already thought Anthony Richardson looked like a mess. And so when he looks like a mess for 2 years, I'm like, all right, there it is. I don't have any time for that. All right, next overreaction here from CBS. Kirk Cousins will be a backup quarterback in 2025.
Ooh. That's not an overreaction. Where could he go to start now? Pittsburgh's off the table.
He has said.
Like we'll never start a game? Like, won't start for Atlanta this year?
He will be a backup. Like, that's his whole...
Look, the injury risk is going to be there for Penix. But, I think it was Albert Breer that said that he is at peace and he's only going to accept a trade to a certain team. So, if the Giants come calling or the Jets, he probably wouldn't go. Because they don't have a chance to win. But if Jared Goff goes down in the preseason and they came calling, he might do that.
I mean, yeah, like,
because, you know, they're
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 GO Men's T or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the story, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Need a win.
Or like, I can't remember who's their backup
just
right now.
If Herbert goes down, he might. Yeah.
I can't remember who the backup is or not. If Purdy went down, like Shanahan beat up, I can put Kirk Cousins in my offense right. Like I've wanted. Like, I think that's what's going to happen. I think they're sitting around waiting to go, who needs a quarterback, who needs a hired gun, and we'll trade him there.
Besides New Orleans, and I'm skimming through the teams right now quickly. Besides New Orleans,
Mac Jones is the backup in San Fran.
I cannot find a place to welcome him immediately in as a starter. I've looked at every team. There's only one obvious opening, and that would be the Saints.
I agree.
I'm not saying they wouldn't get an upgrade. They either have a project, they have someone that would figure, they have a draft pick.
Like the Jets have Fields. The Giants have...
Yeah, they have a new signing.
Yeah.
So it's only the Saints, and they're not a win-now team.
I agree. I'm banking on the war of attrition thing, and some quarterbacks getting hurt early.
Yeah.
And when a quarterback gets hurt early, a team's going to go...
Cousins will start a game this year.
Let's go. Yeah, and I think, like...
I don't think he starts off the season as a starter. Like you're saying, depends on injury, maybe.
Yeah, and I'm just assuming somebody will get it. Or, like, I don't know. Does Indianapolis go, this is a mess. Let's go get another retread quarterback. Anthony Richardson's not working, and Daniel Jones is really bad. This isn't working out. So I would guess that'll be what we get. Next one. The Commanders will not have Terry McLaurin at the start of the season.
Overreaction. Like, Le'Veon Bell's... Who's the last one to actually miss games?
Bell, yeah, this, right? This would be that theirs is more centered around it gets so bad, Washington has to trade him.
Oh. No. They'll figure it out.
I would hope, man, they would address this.
You have a rookie quarterback, deal quarterback. You can't be farting around with...
He means too much to them, in my opinion, in terms of just being a good guy.
You have
a Redskin commander.
Yeah, you're off. You're coming off your best season probably since you won a Super Bowl, right? Probably since the Rippin team. You're coming off your best year since then, and you're going to mess around. This is not the time for that. This is that you've got... You finally...
Well, it doesn't mean you give out dumb money.
No,
you brought up his age.
I agree. It doesn't mean you give out dumb money, but you've finally curried favor with the fan base.
Yeah.
And when you have a quarterback at a rookie deal, you can make, I don't want to say dumb decisions, but aggressively
financial.
Yeah. Aggressively irresponsible decisions.
That dude has put up numbers in a quarterback situation that nobody should.
Yep.
And so to me, and last year, what was it? His first year with Jaden, he had 13 touchdowns or something. Like, he explodes as soon as he was getting competent quarterback play. So to me, There's a handful of guys that you pay for what they're going to do, and then there's just, like most of the guys you pay, this is what we think you're going to do for us. Then there's a very small number that you pay them for what they've done, reward them for being a good soldier or for being... Dirk was paid at the end of his career for what he had done, and it wasn't for what he could do for them anymore. McLaurin's obviously got more time left, but there should be some of it is like, you've been stable in a really awful situation, and we owe this to you.
I agree.
Next one here, Travis Hunter should be a full-time player on both sides of the ball.
No.
Nope. Richard Sherman detailed this for me. It's all I needed to, personally for me. Yes, he did. Yeah, he called me up.
I hope it wasn't him knocking on your door.
He was not knocking. But he was like, look, I mean, you know what's going to happen. He gets to the fourth quarter of a game, and NFL teams are smart enough to...
Well, why weren't college teams, though? That would be my... Like, college teams aren't stupid.
No.
Why wouldn't they run them on go routes?
There's also more downtime in college than a pro game. There's more commercial breaks, and the way the clock stops, it's just different, right? It's just a little bit different.
He might do a game like this, but it's not going to be full time.
I can't remember.
And he's getting more offensive work than defensive work in Jacksonville.
Yes. You both, I think, right? You both had settled on, you thought he was more corner.
Yeah.
That you would play him at corner instead of receiver.
Yeah. I would.
Yeah. I think that his athleticism can probably win easier early on at receiver than corner. If he's not sharp, but to me, like, all the tools are there for him to be a really, really good corner. Last one here from CBS NFL minicamp. For him.
That's a jersey you go buy.
Yeah, absolutely. NFL minicamp overreactions from CBS. Last one here. The Steelers are a 10-win team with Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, they're a 10-win team with everybody, so why not?
It's not an overreaction because of what RJ just said. They win eight or they win nine, no matter what, anyway.
Yeah, I think that. They are, like you guys say, they're typically going to be a 8 or 9 or a 9-win team minimum anyway. And I think Rodgers is going to find a comfort there. And plus, I mean, he's saving the environment. He's giving pens back to trainers and stuff so that he doesn't waste a bunch. But yeah, I think 10-win team is pretty much a slam dunk for them with Aaron Rodgers there now.
All right, there it is. B-Lo.
B-Bill.
On the home of the Dallas Cowboys. And what are the two new additions that they have, Bobby?
Perrion Winfrey and Robert Rochelle. Two guys who have been drafted. In the fourth round of the last 3 or 4 years, high upside athletes, and we'll see if they can put them together.
Who will be the biggest loser this week on Worst Take? Our brand new Friday 9 a.m. segment, RJ Hates 90s Rap. A Texas Ranger is getting love, and someone said Caitlin Clark is the most famous basketball player, not named Durant, Steph, or LeBron. We need your Worst Take votes and our final concert ticket giveaway of the week next on 105.3 The Fan.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the story, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.